Welcome back, everybody, to the Spectrum Dad Podcast. I'm your host, Fred Marvel, and for today's episode, I am going to be speaking with Julia. She is the creator and designer of the Sensational You clothing line. She is also an autism teacher in the Boston area. And I really enjoyed this conversation because as the parent of any kiddo with sensory needs knows, clothing is a big issue. Tags itch, fabric itches, or some kids like the feeling of a compression shirt, things like that. Or, you know, you're out in a crowded place and our kids are noise sensitive or things like that. Julia has done a fantastic job of creating a clothing line that is, one, helpful for our kids and to help them with their sensory issues, but two, they also look really nice. I mean, these are amazing clothes that that would be great for anybody. So I don't want to keep you guys any longer. Please enjoy my conversation with Julia.
They definitely
were you a teacher first or a clothing designer first?
I was a clothing designer first.
Okay.
So I went to Cornell University for my undergrad, and I was majoring in fashion design, which is where I discovered that I really loved doing children's wear design. Right. And knew that I wanted to do children's clothing after graduating, but didn't really know what that meant or like exactly where I wanted to be. I just knew I wasn't really into the huge runway and all fun. And then through my I took over as our philanthropy chair, and I want a lot of this word philanthropy is fundraising for this national organization that you have, but are you really doing anything like hands-on and impactful?
Right.
There, and I started making sensory trees, donating supplies with them. During every recruitment round, we collected all the supplies. They'd send us a list of what the school for different crafts and sensory experiences. So at the time, there were definitely two different things in my world, but I loved work. Brought it up to me when I'd say, and I clothing. How did you know the struggle? Clothing. Our parents tell us about have a hard time shopping for. And I had no clue what they were talking about.
Right.
That was just really meant to be a paper for that semester. I had a few extra credits. Hey, let me look into it. Talking. Nothing out there. Yeah, absolutely. I feel like it's something that, you know, parents say, and there was a lot of just stories online, like a parent would put a blurb in or a quote, or, you know, autistic adults would be saying like, hey, yeah, this was a struggle, but there was no real research on it. No one was really talking about it or any solutions for it. So kind of from there, it sparked kind of that curiosity to solve that and be like, hey, like, if this is such a big issue, why is no one talking about it? Or why is no one doing anything about it? So then for the rest of my time at college, which was about a year and a half, 2 years after the paper was done, I really focused on making stuff in studio and starting these initial prototypes and trying to solve through some of these things people had talked about online or staff at the school is volunteering talked about, and just really started the whole process from there.
Yeah, I mean, like I told you earlier, I mean, my son was around 3-4 years old when he got diagnosed with sensory processing disorder. Eventually, he was diagnosed with autism. But back to when he was 3-4 years old, you know, we knew he liked the tight squeezes of compression clothing.
Yeah.
But trying to find something that fits him was a pain in the you-know-what. I remember talking with my family, like sending them out, like, hey, if you guys see anything, I'm looking at stores, sporting goods stores, going to outlet malls to like look for like Nike or Under Armour, things like that.
Right.
And you can find them for adults, but you can't, I had a hard time finding them for kids.
Yeah. And I definitely think the athletic wear sector for kids has definitely grown over time. But I just think it doesn't quite hit what a lot of these kids need, even as it's growing.
Right.
And not even all parents think maybe to do that. Like, I think it was so great you were even looking for Under Armour compression shirts. But also what's hard with those is sometimes they're meant to be thin and worn for sports. So it's right. not meant to be thick and give this like tight squeezing sensation that,
yeah.
you know, if you're just a neurotypical child playing a sport, you don't necessarily want that level of compression.
Yeah. And the other thing I love about your clothing line too, is it looks nice. It's not, you know, I mean, my son was wearing the compression shirts, they were, you know, black or white, or I think he might have had a gray one, but
yeah.
no, like I'm looking, I've got your clothing line up on my computer here, and there's bright colors, and it looks like typical clothes that you see on younger kids. It's not, you know,
absolutely.
It doesn't scream like, hey, you know, I'm, you know, this is specially made just for me.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely. And we yeah. definitely wanted to design everything so that it wasn't, hey, look at me, I'm wearing something different, or I need something special. Cause you know, they do have different weighted vests, or even in my classroom, we have a compression vest that we can put on them, but it is definitely not stylish. And it's not something that the kids are gonna wanna wear, especially as they get older and are aware and are opinionated of what they put on in the morning. It's not something right. you're gonna wanna reach for and wear for a style no. choice. And also thinking about the parents, I was like, or even in our classroom, like having to go to the closet, dig out the vest, go back to the kid, get it on them. Or if you're out at the playground, you don't have it with you. Like it's another thing to carry around mm-hmm. rather than having, say, an R compression tee, you lift up the right. top layer and it's right there. You can pull the Velcro to make it tighter. And it operates just like a compression vest. So it's full Velcro on either side. It can fully open. So you can adjust it to be loose fitting, so it's not giving any compression. Mm-hmm. And then you can pull the sides to give any level of compression that the kids need without having to run and find this other garment or tool around.
Yeah. Can we also talk about this hoodie you've got too? I mean,
yeah,
this,
absolutely.
I mean, I'm looking at it now. It's got a sound reducing hood. That is amazing.
Yeah, that was definitely our most challenging piece. I first started the study. It was something that intrigued me and I wanted to figure out, and it definitely was our hardest piece. I ended up reaching out and solving it by talking to people who do industrial soundproofing, like work okay. on buildings, ships. It's like material that's like built into these industrial structures. And a lot of people just looked at me like I was a little crazy when I'd call them up or message them. But this one guy I connected with, his son was autistic and he got, it got passed to his desk from whatever their help channel is because mm-hmm. of that. So he was really dedicated to like helping me figure out what would work. And he was like, this material is great. You can just put it by the ears. It can be washed. You can sew it. And he really helped me understand too, like what was needed in the hood. So he kind of explained that, you know, when you're driving, what you hear out of a car is a bass. You don't really hear the lyrics and the high pitched noises because right. those are easier to stop. It takes like less mass to stop it. Mm-hmm. He was like, especially for my son, I know like those are the sounds that are the most aggravating and the most painful for him. So this material is going to help block out those like higher frequency noises and really help solve that. So I was like, that sounds absolutely perfect and what we need in the hood. Our goal wasn't necessarily to be able to create something that is effective or an exact replacement to say headphones, but I think it helps solve something that are right. all the reasons that a lot of kids hate headphones or don't want to wear them, or, you know, again, not having another thing to carry around or that's socially obvious. And it's definitely not going to provide the level of complete blockout that headphones were, that will honestly be really beneficial in class where you can still listen fully to what the teacher's saying, but maybe block out some of that like kid chatter and the pencils and a right. little bit like outside noise.
But it still helps, because back to like a real world example is my son is noise sensitive, and from the minute he comes home, he's usually wearing his headphones, but he is very self-conscious and does not like to wear them out in public, like if we go to a mall or a
yeah,
restaurant or something
absolutely.
Like that. So you're right, like this isn't like, it's not gonna like block everything out, but like something like this will help, because he's told me that he does not like wearing the headphones out in public, because, you know, according to him, I mean, you know, he's the only one wearing them, So again, this is something that's a little, it's a lot more subtle than a pair of noise canceling headphones.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's something that, you know, and we've had a lot of autistic adults too commenting. They were like, I would love this. And we would definitely love to expand in the future and include those sizes, because it really is something that just provides that little bit of extra layer, a little bit of dampening of all that stimuli. If you're commuting to work, if you're running around on the playground, if you're in the grocery store, all those spaces where there's just so much, even helping get rid of some in such a subtle and easy way. Yeah. We hope people really enjoy.
Yeah. Now, as if you didn't have enough on your plate, with the clothing line and everything, you're also a teacher in an autism room, a classroom in Boston.
Yes. Yeah. So actually when I started working on the clothing line, it was right at the pandemic. So I graduated in May, 2020, with the world, you know, shut down. The fashion industry was completely shut down. Even when we thought COVID was going to go away in the summer, our professors were telling us to look to apply to jobs in December, even when we thought COVID was ending. So we all kind of knew this was not going to be for employment for quite some time. But I definitely didn't want to give up what I was doing in this, you know, independent working on. And I, COVID, didn't know how that was going to fit into a job and a company that I went to work at. Mm-hmm. And so once the pandemic hit, I was kind of just going to try to wait it out and go to grad school. And my parents were like, well, what are you going to do there? And I was like, well, I could learn how to make my independent study into a business. And they're like, why are you paying someone to do that? Just do it. Just figure it out. You know, you just start the business with the money instead of using it for grad school.
Yeah.
So it was definitely a nerve-wracking decision, but I jumped into it, spent that summer figuring out how to even begin to set up a business. And then quickly realized that I definitely wanted to be working at the same time, but stay related to what I was doing. And it would be really helpful to work with the kids I was designing for and work with occupational therapists and teachers and just be a little more hands-on with the impact, you know, the kids that would be wearing these clothes so that I could finalize the designs, you know, try out fabrics, the people who knew a lot more about this than I did and learn from them. So yeah, I started working at actually a different school that I'm at now, but an autism focused preschool with kids all the way from 2 to 10. And it was so incredible. And I just realized, one, how much I loved working with the kids, and two, how helpful it was for the designs and building the business. And they really just go hand in hand really well. So it's been busy, but a lot of fun.
That's incredible. Where can people find your clothing line online?
Yeah, so it's all sold directly from our website, which is ShopSensationalU. So it's sensational with an extra E. So S-E-N-S-E, like your senses, ationalyou.com. So it's ShopSensationalU.com. And we have all of our clothes on there. And everything that has all these hidden functionalities we've been talking about, from the compression lining to the sound reducing, there are also garments that are the exact same style just without them for kids who just need a sensory friendly style and don't necessarily need these added functionalities, or, you know, siblings that want to wear the same clothes, or, you know, they're really for any kid. They're just made accessible to those who, you know, can't have tags or need soft fabrics or magnetic closures and flat seams, all that. So it's all right there on the website.
Absolutely. And I will make sure I include your website in the show notes and everything for everybody listening that just wants an easy way to find it. I encourage everybody to go out and check this out, because again, when my son was younger, I would have killed for something like this, something that's easy, and like, these clothes look amazing.
Yeah, thank you.
Definitely go check them out for yourselves. And thank you so much for your time today. I really
appreciate you coming on. Yeah, this has been so fun.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll talk to you later.
Yeah, I'll talk to you later.
All right, bye. I really hope you enjoyed my conversation with Julia. I am going to link her website in the show notes, so if you guys are interested, you can check out some of the clothes that she makes, and hopefully we'll see some of your kids rocking her clothes in the near future. But I can't let you guys go without the Spectrum Dad joke of the week. So here it is. How does the moon cut his hair? Eclipse it.
Thank you, guys. And if you did enjoy this week's episode, please go on Apple Podcasts and leave me a 5-star review. It greatly helps, and I really appreciate them. And you can always connect with me on Instagram at the Spectrum Dad Pod. And I will talk to you guys next week. See ya.